The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is in my book. I wrote it in 2008, and it's still relevant today. Pretty soon, we the people will be voting for the political party which will lead us for the next 4 years, and the outcome is crucial. Do we want big government or small government? When Clinton's big government was in charge, he got rid of most of the military, as Obama will probably do. Obama will raise taxes and continue to expand social welfare so that the weaker or less motivated to work can be taken care of. Without going further, let's all agree that no matter which party is in power, the elderly, handicapped, and the truly needy should always be helped unconditionally. I would like to focus upon the moral changes where citizens and big government know that no matter what, the government will take care of them. That attitude is morally destructive, and it produces physical and mental weaklings. It takes away self-dignity and self-respect. Clearly, the liberals in office like big government because of the enormous and powerful perks that it has for them. Those who receive welfare vote for the liberals to remain in office because liberals are their saviors. But those gullible dependents are trading in their own pride and self-respect for government security. How sad. Less government is best because every able-bodied American must be responsible for himself or herself, and the pride and dignity maintained is a million times more valuable than big government handouts. Currently, we see the moral decay taking place in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where 17 girls from age 15 through 17 have chosen to become pregnant and proud of it. Where is the shame? Why the proud arrogance? Those girls plan to raise their children together. Who will pay the expenses? It will not be their parents, who did not give them the moral parameters and backbone to abstain. Since big government, via social welfare, has gladly given other young unmarried mothers free apartments and free money, their parents have been off the hook. That's because we the people are supporting the delinquency. What's to worry? Well, I think that situation stinks. When high schools are providing nurseries for the loose teenage mothers so that they can stay in class and have other schoolmates envy them, while the government picks up the tab, society is condoning something terribly wrong. Our once proud and responsible country is going into the sewer, all of which is the fault of big government or big daddy. That reason alone underscores why these misguided, shameless girls and parents prove we must vote for small government where there is absolutely no immoral free handouts and personal dignity and responsibility prevails. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.